think it's working. Okay. So I'm here on the GUIDEC 2005 now, and I'm sitting with Mark Chettleworth. He is the founder of Ubuntu. And yeah, what's Ubuntu?
Ubuntu is a freely available but commercially supported Linux distribution. We support a tremendous amount of flexibility and customization of the distribution. We encourage people to take Ubuntu and shape it to their own requirements and needs. So we have a lot of derivatives of Ubuntu that are starting to be used around the world. We are unusual in that we have a very predictable release schedule. We release every 6 months, and we follow the GNOME release plan and release schedule very closely. And we also have a very strong commitment to building a vibrant community, a healthy community for end users, particularly desktop users of Linux.
So what are the difference to Fedora and SUSE and Debian, for instance?
In terms of the difference between Ubuntu and the other distributions, we're Debian. We use the Debian packaging format. So that makes us quite different to SUSE and Red Hat. We work very closely with Debian in the sense that we, on an ongoing basis, merge our changes and publish all of our patches to Debian packages. So we have a much closer relationship to Debian than Redora, Fedora, or SUSE. We have a very strong focus on the end user. So we try to make the distribution work well right out of the box. Do sane and sensible things, make straightforward choices, and just work. There's a strong philosophy of making Linux just work. So when people try to do difficult things like plug in cameras to the computer or plug in USB devices, we try to do the sensible thing and bring up the application that most makes sense to deal with that connection or that device.
How many people are working now on Ubuntu?
Wow. There's a company called Canonical, which has 43 employees, and they work all the time on Ubuntu. And in addition to that, there are probably another 70 or 80 people who participate, you know, in the regular development. And the broader community is sort of 300 or 400 developers who pay some slight interest in what happens there. The community is growing very, very quickly. And I think that's one of our strongest points. So we organize ourselves in terms of the core team, which works on the base of the distro, and then the masters of the universe, which look after sort of all of the other packages which are available. I think there are now more packages in Ubuntu than in any other distribution. So it's an enormous job, and we really couldn't do it unless we were working with Debian effectively. Mm.
Do you know how many users you have at the moment, or do you have any plans how many you will reach?
No, we know that there are sort of many hundreds of thousands of users, potentially millions of users. We've shipped 1.8 million Ubuntu CDs globally. We ship CDs free of charge. That's funded by me and by my foundation, effectively, around the world. And I know we've shipped CDs to 180-something countries, and yeah, nearly 2 million CDs around the world.
Okay, so why did you launch Ubuntu? I mean, you are a rich person. You've been to space. So what is the intention of you to launch an open source project?
Well, the first thing is I like a challenge, and I think that the changes that the open source world is bringing about in the software industry present us with a real challenge. You know, trying to find a sustainable model for all of this is a fascinating problem. So I'm attracted to a difficult problem, and this certainly is that. I'm also, you know, very deeply indebted and grateful to the open source community, because a lot of my business success in previous projects came from the fact that I was working with open source. I couldn't have done it without the open source world. Couldn't have created those businesses. So, to a very real extent, you know, it feels right to contribute something back, to put funding into open source. So partly I'm doing this for philanthropy. I am happy to fund Linux work and distribution work because I want there to be a very high quality, freely available, totally supported distribution. I think that's important. It's important for people, you know, in countries like South Africa, which I care about. I also see it as potentially a good investment. I think it is going to be possible to build a sustainable company without charging any licensing fees for the software and without, you know, creating nagware or nuisanceware. It's challenging but possible. And so if we can do that, well, then that gives me a real economic stake in what I think is the future of the software industry. So both factors are driving me to do it, the philanthropy and the interest in potentially building a commercial successful company.
Okay, a question that's not with Linux. How was it in space? Did you like it?
Space is incredible, I mean, especially if you've always dreamed about flying in space. You know, it is just the most incredible thing to see the Earth somewhere else. You know, to feel yourself as not, you know, not being part of Earth, but having moved away and you know, separated from Earth. It's kind of terrifying, but also, you know, very profoundly moving. It changes the way you feel about the universe and about, you know, Earth itself. The training was incredible, you know, to study Russian and to study the Soyuz spaceship and the International Space Station and how they work, everything from the toilet to the kettle to the waste disposal systems to the electrical systems. And it's incredible for a geek to actually get that experience. And then the sheer adrenaline, the launch and the re-entry, you know, are just, you know, unbelievable experiences. You know, it's difficult to describe them, but doing Mach 25 with your hair on fire and your spaceship kind of disintegrating around you, it's just an incredible experience, you know, with 5Gs and a high rotational velocity. So I really hope I get the privilege of flying again someday.
Okay. So let's switch back. Why did you choose GNOME for the desktop?
Well, I very much want this to be a project which appeals to people who have to use computers but who don't necessarily see themselves as computer people. And I think the GNOME project has really set the pace in the open source world for making software that is functional but also straightforward and simple and elegant. That's very hard to do. I think it's 10 times more difficult to write an application that does a complex thing in a simple way than to write an application which does a complex thing in a complex way. It's very difficult to once you've written an application, simplify it and distill the real elegance and essence of what's required out of it. And I think the GNOME group has set the pace for that in the open source world. So it was the right desktop environment for us to choose. At the same time, within the Ubuntu project, we also have a team who works on Kubuntu. So they do a full, complete packaging of KDE. So you can install Ubuntu with either KDE or GNOME. We call the GNOME one Ubuntu and the KDE one Kubuntu, but ultimately you end up with the same kernel, the same libraries, the same infrastructure, and can install applications from either environment. So I don't dictate to people which desktop environment they should choose. I want people to feel like, I want the GNOME community to feel like the very best GNOME environment is Ubuntu, and I want the KDE guys to feel like the very best KDE environment is Kubuntu, and then it's up to people to choose what environment they want to use.
Okay, now I'm interested in Ubuntu. Where can I get it?
You can go to Ubuntu, www.ubuntu.com, and you can order CDs, which can be shipped to you free of charge. It takes a couple of weeks, but they will arrive. Or you can download it from BitTorrent or directly from the same website. Or you can, nowadays, you can, you know, just start asking around and see if you have a friend who has a friend who has a copy of it who can lend you the CD to do the install.
Okay, what will the next steps be Ubuntu will take, and what will be the next release?
Our next release is version 5.10, and that is due in October. And the main focus of that is very good support for laptops and for wireless and for mobile networked working. So the idea that you're on the road, you've got a laptop, it's running Linux, but you can access all of your files, you can access the internet, and it feels like a really classy mobile environment, professional environment.
So these are the projects you take now?
That's one set of goals. We also have another goal for Breezy, which is to produce a derivative called Edubuntu, which will be a version of Ubuntu specifically focused for classroom and school use. Mm-hmm. Another project is more technical, is to provide a build environment which allows us to build the very latest source code from upstream as an Ubuntu package. And that's a project called the Grumpy Groundhog Project. All of our releases get like an animal name. So the first one was Warty Warthog, and the next one was Hoary Hedgehog, and our next one will be Breezy Badger. So Grumpy Groundhog is kind of a special release that we will develop purely for showing people, you know, what's happening with the very latest commits to CVS.
Can I use apt-get under Ubuntu like the Debian?
Of course, if you're used to Debian, then you'll find it a very familiar environment. You can use apt-get, you can use Synaptic, and you can use Aptitude. We support all of those.
Okay, what do you think? Where will Linux be in the next 10 days? Where will you be? Where will Ubuntu be?
10 days or 10 years?
10 years.
10 years, wow. I think that within 5 years, a substantial portion of desktop computing will be done on Linux. We're already seeing large companies and governments saying that they want to move, you know, thousands of users onto Linux. And I think that those projects are going to start happening in the next 12 months. So by June 2006, I imagine we will have most organizations that have more than 10,000 computers having at least 3% of those running on Linux, which is going to be fantastic.
Did you have time to look around here in Stuttgart?
A little bit. I had a great evening yesterday and was in the park and at a beer garden, just relaxing, drinking and eating and catching up with guys who are doing great open source work here in Germany.
So did you like it?
Yeah, it's a very nice, relaxed kind of environment. I like the fact that the park in the middle of the city was so green and so kind of chilled.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to add to the Linux community here in Germany?
Yeah, I think the next 12 months are really the time to take Linux to your friends, to your colleagues, to your parents. You know, the time is now right to take Linux onto the desktop. So those of you who are passionate about Linux and passionate about, you know, the desktop, I think you're going to find the next 12 months really exciting. The Ubuntu community is open. We welcome participation. We have a strong local community team in Germany generally and in a couple of the cities in particular. And welcome anybody else to join and participate and contribute their ideas.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the interview.